Well, this week's for all of us is about networking and that sort of thing too. But I think it's the start of the process for every team, and for 30 or 32 teams, they're already on to 2017. And it's interesting. I mean, I think you're always looking at the quarterbacks, of course. And the Peterman kid from Pitt, I think, has made a good first impression. Davis Webb from Cal is another one to watch. You know, it doesn't have the big name that we had last year in Carson Wentz. But I think overall it's a good group and there's good talent. And that's what you hear about the draft class in general, and that is that they when you look at the totality of it, it's not particularly strong at quarterback. It's not particularly strong in the offensive line, but everywhere else is really, really good.
Some of the major powerhouses on display here, but also they go to great lengths to find some hidden gems and bring them here in front of people, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, it was interesting. I actually just met one of the kids who's from a school in Vancouver, like a Division II school in Vancouver, who, I don't think thought he'd get here at all. You know, like was surprised that he was able to get invited and has made a good positive impression, you know. And for those kids, this is a great opportunity. You know, if you're a Division I AA or I guess it's called FBS now, but or FCS now, but or a Division II kid, this is just a fantastic opportunity for every one of those guys to see how they stack up against kids from big schools. And it's a great chance for the the coaches and the scouts to take a look at what these guys that they're going to be looking at on tape look like against competition from better programs.
People going to be on the lookout for any profiles from you soon?
I'm working on a few things. I'll have my notes column again on Thursday, like I do every week. And then we're into Super Bowl week, which is pretty crazy. It's hard to believe we're there already.
Hard to believe. As for the Vikings, season didn't quite make it to the goals that they wanted to achieve this year. Started out 5-0, finished 8-8. What were your thoughts on?
Horrible luck. You know, first of all, I think that, and I remember talking to Rick Spielman about this in September when they made the trade for Sam. I asked him, is this a message to the team that, there's urgency here and we're in a position to win now and all that? And he said, absolutely. You know, and it's easy to forget that now, but that's really where the Vikings were. It's not every year that you're going to have your quarterback go down in a practice the way that Teddy Bridgewater went down. You know, and then you're able to pull off the trade for Sam Bradford, and then you lose your two tackles and you lose your running back, and just a string of horrific luck. And obviously then Norv leaves the team in the middle of the season, and Zim has the eye surgery, and it's just I don't want to say comical, but like just an incredible like set of circumstances come up, and obviously had a big impact in them finishing far short of where they expected to.
Good nucleus on defense.
Question. I mean, they're going to have to fix the offensive line. I think that's job number one. Like finding a way to, whether it's Sam or Teddy back there, find a way to get better protection on the quarterback, figuring out what to do with Adrian Peterson. The good news for them there is this is a historic draft class when it comes to running backs. Like, it's Fournette and it's Cook and it's McCaffrey, but there's great depth there too. So, there's a good chance there's going to be a cheaper solution if they decide to move on from Adrian Peterson. So those are the two positions I think I'd really look at. If you look at the Vikings roster, there are a lot of guys who are in that 25, 26, 27-year-old age range that should be continuing to ascend. I think that's where they saw themselves coming into last year. I think that's where they'll be going into next year. And, really it's just a matter now of finding a way to fix the offensive line once and for all. And then they got a big decision to make on, a guy who's been the face of the franchise over the last decade, Adrian Peterson.